The road wasn't necessarily a shortcut. In terms of miles traveled, it was a longer route. However, it soon became the path many would take on their trek westward. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As settlers moved westward over the Oregon Trail, they came to a place called the Dalles on the Columbia River, about 100 miles east of present-day Portland, Oregon.
When the pioneers got to the Dalles, they normally got on a boat or built a raft and rafted down the river through the Cascades and the Gorge, and that's really rough. People lost their life. People fell off the rafts and stuff.
Lloyd Musser says not only was it dangerous, but it also cost money to build or buy a raft to make that trip. Things changed with a man named Sam Barlow.
So when Barlow got there, 1845, they'd been coming over since 42, big numbers. Barlow didn't have any money, and he said he never made a mountain, he couldn't go around, so he come around the south side here and pioneered this route.
Not only did Barlow find a new path that avoided the dangers of the Columbia River, he thought others would want to follow in his footsteps.
As soon as he got to Oregon City, filed to make a toll road and started charging people, but it got known and people came around here.
Barlow's path became quite popular, perhaps to the point that it should be recognized as the true route to Western Oregon.
And eventually surpassed the number of people that went floating down the river on the gorge. So it's a branch of the Oregon Trail. It's recognized as a National Historic Site. And then all this development just kind of followed along the Barlow Road.
Today, U.S. Highway 26, south of Mount Hood, traverses much of the same path as the Barlow Road. In fact, many of the communities along the road were established as places where pioneers could get supplies and feed their stock as they made their final leg of the journey on the Oregon Trail. Traveling the countryside along the Barlow Road near Mount Hood, Oregon, I'm Andrew McRae.